start sharing.
奉主耶稣圣名开始星期五的查经分享。
Now, let's sing 378.
请唱诗378首。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we study the book of Jeremiah.
奉主耶稣圣名，继续查考耶利米书。
Jeremiah chapter 1 to 25, they have 12 messages from the Jeremiah.
耶利米书从第一章到第二十五章，一共是十二个信息。
I forgot that when it was the last time, but we studied the Jeremiah chapter 16. That's the seventh message from God, and He received, and then he also sent a message to Israel.
我已经记不得我们是多久以前查考第十六章，那个是其实耶利米神给他第七个信息。
So Jeremiah chapter 16 and 17, these two chapters as one messages, as a seventh messages.
其实十六章跟十七章两个合并是属于第七个信息。
Especially God focus on the Israel of their sin that they're worshiping the idol and that do not trust in God and disobeyed the commandment of God.
尤其他讲几个重点是他们不信靠神，然后他们犯罪，然后不守神的诫命。
And chapter 16 verse 10
从十六章第十七第十节这里说。
Yes, and now it will the chapter 16 verse 10.
耶利米书十六章第十节。
Now will come about when you tell these people all these words that they will say to you, for what reason has the Lord declared all this great calamity against us, and what is our iniquity?Or what is our sin which we have committed against the Lord our God? Verse 11.
十一节.
And then you are to say to them, it is because your forefathers have forsaken me, declared the Lord, and have followed other gods and served them and bowed down to them and me. They have forsaken and have not kept my law.And verse 12,
十二节,
you too have done evil, even more than your forefathers, for behold, you are each one working according to the stubbornness of his own evil heart, without listening to me. And it gives you a talk about as a question and answer for this way, you find out, and the mention about their sin is their forsaken God and the worship of idol.
在这几节我们可以看出神跟他人民的对话，然后告诉他们所犯的罪就是不去他们去侍奉偶像，然后不听从神了。
At the same time, God gave them the message of hope at the same time also to share with them.
可是在同时间神也给他们一个有盼望的信息。
But this implies of 70 years of exile, they bring these people back to restore these people.
神告诉他们，将会被离开这个地方70年，但是神却会复兴他们。
And this is what verse 14, look at verse 14 and 15.
这也记载在14-15节这里。
Therefore, behold, the days are coming, declared the Lord.When it will no longer be said, as the Lord lives, who brought up the sons of Israel out of the land of Egypt, 15.
十五节.
And but as the Lord lives, who brought up the son of Israel from the land of the north and from all the countries where he had banished them, for I will restore them to their own land, which I give it to their Father. So this is actually the message of hope for them.
所以在这里神也给他们一个有盼望的信息。
And also the verse 19 example mentioned the Lord my strength and my stronghold.
在十九节这里称呼神是我的 力量是我的保障。
And this is the message that in the future, his people will change them.
这也是告诉他们，这个人民他们将来会改变的。
So let's look at the verse chapter 17.
所以现在我们开始查考十七章。
Chapter 17, first we read and we can talk about it.
我们先读一遍，然后再来讨论。
Let's read three verses each.
请每位念三节。
And then we can text them to read.
请大家轮流。
Brother James, can you start?
十七章第一节，犹大的罪是永远的，用金刚钻击，刻在他们的心板上。
16. 至于我，那跟从你做牧人的职分，我并没有急忙离弃，也没有想那灾殃的日子，这是你知道的。我口中所出的言语都在你面前。17. 不要使我因你惊恐，当灾祸的日子，你是我的避难所。18. 愿那些逼迫我的蒙羞，却不要使我蒙羞，使他们惊慌。却不要使我惊慌，使灾祸的日子临到他们，以加倍的毁坏他们。
Verse 19. Does the Lord say to me, "Go and stand in the public gate, and through which the kings of Judah come in and go out, as well as in all the gates of Jerusalem"? 20. And say to them, "Listen to the word of the Lord, King of Judah, and all the Judah." And all inhabitants of Jerusalem, come in and through these gates, 21, thus say the Lord, take heed for yourselves, and do not carry any loads on the Sabbath day, or bring anything in and through the gate of Jerusalem. 22. Jerusalem, I'm sorry, Jeremiah chapter 17, it's a continuation. It talk about how much the Israelites' sin is serious. The mention about God, the sin of Judah is written down with the iron stylus and with the diamond point and engraved upon the tablet of their heart.
17章, 耶利米书, 是继续记载, 犹大, 他们所犯的, 罪是如何的沉重, 就如同铁笔和金刚钻记录下来, 刻在他们的心板上。
Yeah, which means the sin, this sin that they commit cannot be erased.
这也就是表明他们所犯的罪是,
And this is what their forefather, they commit sin this much serious. At the same time, the verse 2 mentioned that they remember their children, so they remember the altar and their ashram by green trees on the high hill. Khadira mentioned about that their children.
在这里讲到他们的儿女, 表示他们的祖先也是这样做。
And they think about these, you know, the idols.
他们一直在纪念他们的这些偶像。
And then what they have, verse 3 mentioned about the treasures and the booty. They mentioned about what they gather from their life is actually all. It's not holy.
他们所拥有的一切, 财宝, 还有掠物, 其实, 都是不洁净的。
So actually, not in the forefather, but this generation, people also, their action is not to repent, but continue to commit sin, even just like more than their forefathers.
在这里记载说, 不但只是他们的祖先, 而是这一代的, 人民, 他们所犯的罪比上一代还要恶劣。
So that their inheritance will be taken away.
所以他们所有的产业都要被夺去。
And their life will be moved to the foreign land.
而且他们会赶到, 被驱逐到外地去。
They have to serve to the enemy country.
而且要服侍他们的敌人。
So because of the, these people, they irritate God's anger.
因为他们已经怒, 犯了, 神的怒气。
We can tell that these people in the this one at this time is only the southern kingdom, so northern kingdom is already gone.
在写这本书的时候，北朝已经被被毁灭，所以现在是在跟犹大南朝讲而已。
God already gave them a lesson, yet these people continue to commit sin repeatedly.
虽然神已经不断教导他们，也看到北朝的结果，可是他们却不断的犯罪。
We find out our life once we rely on the flesh and we rely on something else, then our heart to be closed and to be blind.
我们也会发现，现今要是我们把我们的心眼关闭的话，我们就看不到我们所犯的错。
Nowadays, people's life, we can tell, this is the trend. We can say people do not really want to rely on and trust in God. Actually,
这也是如今的潮流，因为人民都不愿意信靠神。
It's not because they do not know God.
并不是因为他们不认识神。
They knowing God yet.They are more there for their life following of their flesh.
虽然人们认识神，但是他们却要跟随自己的肉体而行。
If you look at Romans chapter 1,
我们读一下罗马书第一章。
Paul he described about the generation in this way.
保罗在描述他的时代的人民。
In verse 18, chapter 1, verse 18.
罗马书一章十八节。
18-23. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all the ungodly and the unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth and the unrighteousness. 19. Because that which is known about God is evident within them, and God made it evident to them. 20. But since the creation of the world, that his invisible attribute, his eternal power,And the divine nature has been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. 21.
21节.
And for even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. 22.
22节.
Professing to be wise, they became fools.And exchange the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man and of birds and the four foots and the animals and the crawling creatures. Here, this passage is Paul explained about the corrupted generation.
在这里，保罗描述这一个腐败的人民。
Why this generation have the facing of this wrath of God?
为什么这一代的人要面对神的怒气呢？
Because it's not because they do not know God.
并不是因为他们不知道神。
So、the verse 21 says, even though they knew God.
21节说，虽然他们知道有神。
They did not honor him as God.
但是却不当作神荣耀他。
Or not giving thanks also.
也不感谢神。
So it's there, their heart is darkened and hardened.Even they know God, yet they don't turn, they don't want to turn back to God.
虽然他们知道有一个神，但是他们却不愿意归回他，所以他们的心就黑暗了。
So when Jeremiah chapter 17, and the passage here, their forefathers commit the sin that which is worshiping the idols, and also their heart become hardened, don't follow, do not obey the word of God.
在十一七章这里记载，虽然他们的他们的祖先都在拜偶像，然后也不跟随神。
They continue to follow more than what their forefathers committing sin, so God's anger is more than before. You mentioned that.
但是这些人的后代，他们还是不但照他们祖先行，而且更加的。做得更坏。
What we can learn that once we become a children of God, we inherit the kingdom of God.
我们可以看，当我们认识神，然后我们已经领受了神的天国。
It's important to Christian that we have our heart to be renewed.
我们做一个基督徒的心能够更新是很重要的。
The Holy Spirit constantly helping us, our heart to be renewed, cleanse us.
圣灵要不断地帮助我们更新我们的心。
The one of importance of our purpose of our prayer.
这也就是我们祷告的重要性。
That without prayer, we easily we are lean on to our flesh and our emotion that we have a flesh within.
要是我们不祷告的话，我们就很容易靠我们的血肉之情。
Let's look at Ezekiel chapter 36.
我们看一下以西结三十六章。
Ezekiel chapter 36.
以西结三十六章。
Verse from 25.
从二十五节开始。
Then chapter 36 from verse 25.
以西结书三十六章二十五节开始。
But then I will sparkling clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness, and from all your idol. Verse 26.
26节。
The moreover, I will give you a new heart, and put a new spirit within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and give you a heart of flesh. Verse 27.
27节。
And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk.In my statutes, and you will be careful to observe my ordinances. They mention about the here that I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you.
在这里说，神会给我们一个新的心，并而且一个心灵放在我们的里面。
This is only possible with our prayer.
这个只有借着祷告而可能的。
So that's why Jesus mentioned.Keep watching and praying, Jesus says.
所以耶稣要我们一定要不断地警醒祷告。
The reason is so that you may not enter into temptation.
这样我们才不会进入诱惑。
Jesus mentioned the spirit is willing, but flesh is weak.
但同时主耶稣也说我们心是愿意，但是肉体是软弱的。
Nowadays, life is getting more and more busier than before, more complicated.
我们现代的生活是越来越忙，而且比以前复杂很
多。Our life cycle and lifestyle is no longer to be simple like before.
我们的生活方式不再像以前那么单纯了。
There's a lot of obstacle there in our life nowadays.
所以在我们生活平常生活就有很多的。阻碍。
Many Christians sometimes they cannot make a balance of their life like their career and their life of the spiritual cultivation and their life of with God.
所以很多人他们很难在把他们平常工作生活还有他们属灵生活做一个很好的调节。
So sometimes when I learned that nowadays it's very hard to.Have a visitation is during the weekday, actually.
我发现连平常周日的时候很难去访问信徒们。
Because when I helped the Phoenix Church, I visiting there, and then I stayed the whole week in the church.
以前我帮助凤凰城教会的时候，我就在周日的时候留在教会里。
I trying to visit, and most of the members say, don't visit during the weekdays.
我想要约一些信徒们在周日的晚上去拜访他们，他们都说周日没有办法接纳。
The usually weekdays, I have a fellowship with the other elderly members.
所以那周日的时候，我只能跟一些退休的年长信徒们。
Before I call them, they call me and then bring me out, and then we have a members place and they have an elderly member we can have a fellowship three or four together.
所以有的时候我会打电话约他们，有的时候他们就自己打电话来找我，我们三四个年长的信徒们一起出去一起祷告。
And also in the morning there's a Paul's that he worked in the GA, the Paul's parents was there at that time. So I pick them up, we come to church, we pray together.
那个时候陈保罗他的父母亲住在那边，所以早上我会去接他们到教会，然后我们一起祷告。
It's very hard. Nowadays environment is very hard that we can, we can balance out our Christian life and our physical life and our career, you know, like all these.
所以现在现代人发现很难将属灵生活跟平常工作家庭生活做一个很好的平衡。
That's why, because our Friday night, Saturday, our worship and our the Sabbath day, our fellowship and then our worship is very important.
所以这支更认为我们星期五晚上还有星期六的崇拜聚会还有团契是如何的重要。
We have to come to church truly. Our heart, with our body, has to come to church. We can worship in the Lord.
所以我们不但身体来了，更要带着心来教会崇拜神。
So the worship is it's our like a spiritual connection with God.
所以我们来崇拜的时候，就是我们在灵跟神。有结合。
At this time, the Jeremiah he mentioned about that this time the people they cannot their heart cannot come to God. And this is two ways we can explain that.
在这里，我们读到，犹大人他们不能跟神，有连接。那我们可以想到，有几个可能性。
Their lifestyle, they already distracted. They already there.The misled themselves is hardly they can recover.
首先，因为他们的生活形式已经太跟神的方法差太多，所以他们没有办法跟神有连接。
And another one is the religious leaders not enough the message is enough to bring their heart back to God.
那另外一个可能性就是他们的宗教领袖。所教导还有他们的信息没有办法带领人民归回神。
And also they themselves definitely that's their problem.
还有这些宗教领袖他们本身都没有做到。
So let us think about our Sabbath service. We can focus every day that we come to the Lord. We truly worship in God.
首先我们就先想一想我们自己有没有在安息日的时候真心真意的来敬拜神。
We can prepare our heart and prepare our mind, and that we come to the Lord, not only just flesh, our physical body, but our heart too.
不但我们身子来到教会，我们是不是真的有准备好自己的心，完全的献给神？
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
我们看一下罗马书十二章。
Yeah, Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
罗马书十二章第一、第二节。
And this is a very famous word.
这个大家都很熟悉的经节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
罗马书十二章第一、第二节。
I urge you, therefore, brothers, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. Verse 2.
第二节。
And do not be conformed to this word, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that the will of God is.That which is good and acceptable and perfect. The Paul mentioned about the spiritual service of worship.
在这里，保罗讲到一个一个把自己身体献上，做一个神所喜悦的侍奉。
And Paul talk about the prerequisite. We can say the qualifying of that that we can come to the Lord spiritual.Service and worship, then we should not be conformed to this word.
那他这讲的一个条件就是，当我们要真的做一个在灵里的侍奉的话，就是我们不要效法这世界。
Christian have to follow our own cycle, not the worldly cycle.
我们要顺着一个属灵的循环，而不是照这个世界的循环。
You know, because worldly people have their way of cycle their life.How themselves they work and then they build a career and then their way of you know to build expand their you know business whatever they're doing.
属这世界的人，他们会照自己的意思来经营他们的生活、他们的事业过日子。
A Christian life, we know the cycle is we have to learn that first thing is God.
那我们做基督徒的生活，首先第一就是神。
Anything not to be edified our faith, anything that against our faith, then we have to think about it.
有任何东西在我们生活上是对我们没有造就，或者是跟神有冲突的话，我们就需要考虑。
There's a challenge, you know, because of the profit is less, because of our salary maybe the less than before. It's possible.
就因为这样，我们可能会碰到一些挑战，因为我们做的选择或者会让我们得不到最好的薪水或者最好的职业。
In order to keep our faith, there might be disadvantage of in our physical life.
为了要保守我们的信仰，或许我们会得到一些不利。
Yeah, we have to think about what is our principle in our life.
所以我们先要考虑到我们生命的原则是在哪里。
None of the people from the beginning say, I want to rely on myself, I want to rely on the people, I want to rely on what I have. I don't think that all the Christians, they saying that.
我不想我们信徒会说一开始就说 我就是要靠我自己的力量，靠我的肉体，不会这样子先这样子讲的。
But end up to why the Christians sometimes it happen like we have a double track in our life.
那为什么有一些信徒到最后好像他们一脚踏两条船呢？
Because once we are compromised our principle, our faith.
因为我们慢慢的在生活的原则上做的协调。
Yeah, so we know the what I'm doing this and the consequence will be followed after that.
因为我们知道我们做假的话，一定会有另外一定会有一些结果的。
Well, the way we can calculate that 1 + 1 = 2.
照世上的方法，一加一是等于二。
10 - 5 = 5.
十减掉五就剩下五。
But Christians we have calculation of it.The pattern of life, we don't calculate based upon the humans, our flesh nature of worldly people's way of calculation formula. We're using it.
但做基督徒的，我们不应当照着世上所用的这种逻辑来思考。
We set the blessing as a point is our faith, when the point that we can trust in God. That's the beginning of our cycle.
我们先把神的祝福先抓好，以这个为中心来做其他的选择。
So here the Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 5.
所以耶利米书的17章第5节说。
This is what God says.
这就是神讲。
This is not somebody translate or interpret the night in the, but this is solely this whole word is came from God.
这个是神直接说的，而不是借着。某某人说的。
Verse 5.
第五节。
And thus say the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in mankind and make the flesh his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. Verse 6.
第六节。
And he will be like a bush in the desert, and they will not see when prosperity comes, but will live in the stony waste in the wilderness, the land of salt without inhabitant. The mention about once.God says these kind of people will be cursed, and those who trust in mankind.
在这里讲，有些人会有祸，因为就是那些依靠自己人的力量。
Make the flesh his strength.
他们靠自己人的方法为他们的依靠。
Most of the man's life, that I think, categories within this verse 5.
我想大部分在世上的人都是像第五节所说的
looks like prospering in their life.
在表面上看起来或者是很非常的发达。
But one day after the gathering of out of their field is empty-handed.
但是当他们要收获的时候，却发现他们的田里是空空的。
So verse 7, God says, Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord.
第七节说，依靠主，以神为可靠的那人就有福了。
God will keep them. God will benefit their life, and God will edify their life, so that no matter what kind of situation and condition they are facing, then God will bless them and protect them.
因为神会保护他们，会帮助他们，会给他们造就。
So verse 9 and God, he mentioned about that the heart is the more deceitful than all else and is desperately sick.
第九节说，人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处。
The man, every man has a heart, which means that they thought in their mind.
每个人心中都有思想。
The once heart is always shaking and to the right, to the left, and think about they're very selfish way think sometimes all things that they think.
我们的心中常常会想东想西，不断的在考虑一些事情。
But we have to always watch over our heart.
所以我们需要相当注意我们心中的思想。
So we have to trust in God. That's the first priority of our principle.
我们第一优先也是我们的原则，就是要把神放在第一。
Turn to Proverbs chapter 3.
看一下箴言第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3 from verse 1.
箴言第三章从第一节开始。
1 to verse 7.
第一到第七节。
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1 to 7.
箴言的第三章第一到第七节。
Any volunteer to read?
请念。
Anybody? Our brother Jose, can you read?This is a wise man mentioned about that mentioned about us to trust in God, do not lean on our understanding.
这也就是有智慧人告诉我们，专心依赖主，不可依靠自己的聪明。
Of course, sometimes there is a challenging that there's a temptation upon in our heart.
当然，我们常常会碰一些挑战，然后心中会有引诱。
We have to set our principle as a.Faith is the priority.
我们一定要把我们的信仰为第一优先。
And the God mentioned that Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 10, it mentioned according to the result of his deed.
耶利米书七章第十节说，神会照个人所行的，来报应他。
And then in verse 11, don't be foolish.
在十一节说，不要成为愚昧人。
Yeah, Jesus talk about the foolish man, foolish rich man.
耶稣也提到一个愚蠢的富人。
Yeah, this rich man built a big barn, a small but tear down and built a big barn.
这个富有的人，他建了一个很大的仓库。
And then he saved everything, all the grain of everything from the field together, put it in.The big barn.
所以他把所有的收获的谷类谷物都放在他的仓库里。
And then he talked to his soul, said, "Ah, now you can relax, you can enjoy your life."
他跟他自己的灵魂说，现在你可以享福，可以轻松了。
And then the Lord Jesus said, "If I require your soul tonight."
但是神对他说，要是我今晚来。拿走你的灵魂。
Whom it belongs to? What you save in your barn?
那你这些财货会属谁呢？
Now there's people that they misunderstand what they have physically. They think it belongs to them.
现在的人常常有这个错感，就是以为他们所有的财物是属于他们的。
But we have to know that the life, we know that life is this essence of life belongs to God.
但我们要记得，我们的生命完全是属于神的。
So the materials actually not belongs to us.
任何的财物 任何的物质都不属于我们的。
Haggai mentioned that the silver and gold is all mine, God says.
在圣经也讲到神说金银都是属于我的。
So we can focus on our life, our life.
我们要注意我们的生一生。
And then Jesus mentioned that for what will a man be profit if he gain the whole world and forfeit his soul?
耶稣也说过，当一个人拥有全世界却失去他的生命，有何益呢？
Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?
他拿什么东西来换得他的灵魂呢？
People sometimes forget about this soul.
常常有人会忘记这个灵魂。
So we thought the soul is mine.
我们以为这个魂是属于自己的。
But we know the life belongs to God.
但是我们深知生命是属于神的。
So we have to take care of our soul.
所以我们要把自己的灵魂照顾好。
And so this passage in the book of Jeremiah chapter 17,God mentioned about our trust in the Lord, not in the man.
所以耶利米书十七章这里，告诉我们不要依靠自己，而是完全依靠神。
Verse 13, chapter 17, verse 13 says, "All Lord of hope, Israel, all who forsake thee will be put to shame."
十三节说，神以色列的盼望，凡离弃你的，必至蒙羞。
We can trust in God. We can.Rely on God. We can commit ourselves to obey to God.
所以我们一定要把要依靠神，完全的跟随神。
And also the rest of the messages, you know, the book of Jeremiah, the seventh message to the last portion, the talk about God talk about the keeping the Sabbath.
那在这个第七个信息最后一段是讲到守安息日。
And God emphasized of keeping Sabbath.
神在这里非常的注重讲安息日的重要性。
Nowadays, keeping Sabbath is more and more like a casual, and more the way to keep the Sabbath is like it's kind of conditional, we can say.
如今我们发现守安息日越来越轻松。有的时候是甚至是像条件性的。
Here God says, if anybody keep the Sabbath faithfully.
但神却说，要是有人真的真心真意的守安息日。
God promised them to continue to bless them and continue the boundary of the wall to be strengthened and protect them.
神应许神的祝福，而且他会用围墙保护他们。
God wants to protect them. God wants to bless them and prosper their life.
神愿意保护他们，而且让他们兴旺。
And so the God is never lie to anybody.
神是从来不会欺骗任何人的。
And then, but we know that these people do not listen to the God's message anyway.
但是我们知道人民却不愿意听神的话。
Because of,They do not keep the Sabbath truthfully.
因为他们没有真心的守安息日。
And nowadays, we treat the Sabbath more important than anything else in our daily life. Other things compared. Treat the Sabbath important.
We do.
We better treat the Sabbath more important.
如今我们应当把安息日当作是比任何事情都重要的。
And so that we secure for our salvation, secure for our blessing.
这样我们能够对我们的福气有保障。
Well, because I thought about it because we have a Ten Commandment.
我在想，我们知道有十诫命。
The why true church put the you know the keep the Sabbath as one of the ten basic beliefs.
为什么真耶稣教会要把守安息日列为我们十大信仰之一呢？
Once we read the Old Testament,
当我们念旧约的时候，
and we find out the importance of the Sabbath because Sabbath is keeping the Sabbath is an indicator of these people really keep the commandment of God.
因为在旧约的时候我们可以看到任何人民守安息日的时候就是表达这个人民属于神的。
So what the Jeremiah this message this message came from God.
所以耶利米这个信息都是从神而来的。
And God talked about the importance of our trust in God.
在这里讲到我们信靠神的重要性。
And also keep the Sabbath faithfully.
还有信实的守安息日。
Now we know that these people later exiled to the Babylon and after 70 years they came back.
我们知道以色列人民驱逐到外地70年后来再归回他们的本土。
But there were later these people later they built a temple and they rebuilt the wall.
后来他们有重建圣殿还有修复围墙。
Then later, they forget about the keeping the true Sabbath in their daily life.
但是他们却忘记在平常守安息日。
And so they were rebuking by Nehemiah.
后来也受到耶利米的指责。
So we try to do our best to keep the Sabbath.
所以我们一定要尽量的全心全意的守安息日。
So today's message is the trusting God is the indicators. We keep the Sabbath is an indicator of our truly trusting God or not.
所以这一章告诉我们，当我们守安息日的时候，就是看我们有能够信靠神有多少。
So seventh message is finished by the keeping the Sabbath.
所以就在守安息日这里结束神给耶利米的第七个信息。
So we finish up this Friday night of Bible study.
所以这是星期五的查经在这里结束。
Let us all kneel down and pray together.
我们一同跪下祷告。
Let us pray for tomorrow our evangelical day, our service, our fellowship on Sabbath.
为明天的这个宣告一天的节目而祷告。
Anybody we have, you remember anybody sick and need our prayer, please remember in our prayer.
那我们知道有些信徒在病痛或者是欠安需要我们代祷的，我们就在这个时候为他们祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们一同跪下祷告。